Turn Day with Colin Woodall from NCBA's Washington, D.C. office. Colin, let's talk about some of these things that are going on right now. Even as we speak, our Secretary of Agriculture is busy trying to talk to some of the potential players with TPP, making sure they're on board to get ratification, even as we talk about ratification in this country. That's a top priority, I know, for NCBA.
It is a top priority, and we feel very confident in the partnership we have with Secretary Vilsack and with the President and U.S. Trade Representative Frohman in pushing this thing forward, because we know it's going to take all of us to really talk about the benefits and to be able to show why we need to get action as quickly as possible. You know, we continue to get pushback that this is going to be something that will happen in the lame duck session. That may be the case, but we're not going to let people rest on that, because we are one of the commodities that can go in and talk about the money that we are losing today. It's not about a what-if scenario for us. It's what we're losing now, and we just need to make sure Congress understands that every day they fail to act, that's money out of our pocket as an industry.
What kind of reports did you get back from cattle producers as they were here for the spring legislative meetings that you have each year? A lot of them went to their members of Congress to talk about TPP. What did you hear as far as feedback?
Yeah, that really runs the gamut, Ron. We had some folks that really didn't know what the benefits were of TPP. They really hadn't taken the time to understand it, which was concerning, just considered how much effort has already been expended on talking about TPP in Congress. You had those that had already made up their mind one way or the other, and they were holding firm, and then a lot of them that were just on the fence and probably wouldn't make a decision until after the election because they were concerned that this could be something that would sway their election results. So all of those were pieces of feedback that we got from our members. All of them are pretty concerning, because typically trade would have received a little bit more of a positive response, and we just didn't get it this time.
Is a lot of that because of the rhetoric at the top and the presidential race right now?
I think a lot of it is, when you look at all the candidates and their anti-trade stances that we've seen so far. And then when you're looking at the Republicans in particular, you know, a lot of folks have dubbed this as Obama trade. So that's never helpful, because whenever you try to attach the president's name to it in traditional Republican circles, it just takes on a very negative connotation. And it's unfortunate, because it's not just Obama trade. We as the industry were a part of this as well. We were right in the middle of these negotiations. We were kept in the loop. There were no surprises here. We knew what was going on. It's our trade deal. It's not Obama trade. It's U.S. cattle trade. It's U.S. agriculture trade. There's so many good things out there, and trying to correct that information on Hill has been a focus for us.
Talking TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, with the Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, InterNation's Capital, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.